Welcome to our corner where we talk about the Streets of Avalon role-playing game. I'm Chris.
And I'm Brett.
And today we're going to talk about Axis Mundi. Brett, what is Axis Mundi?
Axis Mundi is a thing I stole from Baruta Echo, Volkholz Pendulum. It is the world axis. It is the largest library within all of Avalon. I wanted to have one of the first worlds I built was had this weird inverted library tower, like underground versus up. And it was the place where supposedly all the books were, like a copy of everything, kind of a Library of Congress type of approach. But supernaturally, there was a copy of everything there at some time or some space. What I did when I, with Avalon, I had players that were like, there's got to be a library here. This kind of this post-Renaissance type of noir. There's got to be libraries, places, all these people and all these wizards and things. They've got books. And so I introduced Axis Mundi and they're like, ooh, that's cool. World Axis. Oh, that's got to have everything in it. So over time, Axis Mundi is this massive edifice. I think about it much like a good Roman Catholic or Lutheran church here in the Midwest, where it's this massive stone thing that will survive all tornadoes. It is this huge, blocky building, brutalist, if you will, if you're thinking about architecture style. And it doesn't reach high, but it goes down. Its basements are deep. And a lot of side passages, a lot of private areas. And if you were to take the restricted section from the University of Arkham, plug that in one corner, this is the place where if you want to find it, if it's been written or written about, it's here. Somewhere in this library is the stuff.
Is the repository of all human knowledge that exists, or at least all humanoid knowledge that exists in this world?
Yes. This is where everything is. Now, is some of it written in languages no one can speak anymore? Absolutely. Right? Is some of it magically protected and obscured? Absolutely. Some of it lost in horrible Herman Melville style writing? Absolutely.
That's hilarious. Thick,
it's deep and it's heavy.
So, I mean, I can already see the story potential, the game potential that's here. It's like you find this book that you were looking for, but you can't read it. So now you have to go find somebody that can actually read it. But the only people that could potentially read it are like dwarves or elves, and those things don't exist anymore as far as anybody knows. Or if they do, they're just myths or stories or like hidden in the little dark corners of the city.
One of my favorite things to do to bring people into it is a mystery. Honestly, investigation is something was stolen. It's a book. Finding a book of some kind is just classic Cthulhu fun, right? Go find the book. Somebody's got this tome, it's this thing. I've used that a few times. I've used the equal parts mystical magical tome and also equal parts. This book is the only one of its kind that's worth a shit ton of money because it indicates who is actually next in line to be the Emperor of Avalon.
Oh, okay.
If that family still exists, so-and-so has proof. Within here, you have all the genealogies. How do the families rank? How do they stack and so forth? If someone wants to try to prove that they should be the next magistrate house, or if somebody were to say, hey, I believe I'm in line to be the emperor or empress of Avalon, I need to find this out. Mm-hmm. This is a good place to go. Or it's a good place to go find the book and then try to walk off with it or abscond with said book because I need this thing.
I feel like the people that run Axis Mundi don't take too kindly to that.
They do not. A lot of times the crews I've played with over the years are like, oh, it's all obviously guarded by wizards and so forth. But no, these are librarians. These are people who love knowledge. They speak and read languages that most men and women in the world do not anymore. They understand things. They've got all this knowledge, encyclopedic knowledge of many different things. You're sages, to go back to the old AD&D days. You know, if you want to go talk to a sage, somebody who has access to all of this stuff, that's a librarian at the Axis Mundi. They are research assistants. They're people who can help you find stuff. The other thing that it's been used for quite frequently is we have a text, as you said, I can't read it. I need someone who can read the thing, or I'm missing something. I need to buy a clue. I'm going to go to the Axis Mundi. I'm going to give them some of my hard-earned silver, and they're going to go find out this thing I need to know. I cannot figure out how to defeat this beast somewhere in the Axis Mundi. There is information on this mythological, weird-ass, undead monster thing that eats babies. How the hell do we stop it?
That Access Money is the place to go find that.
It's Access Money is at Bundy.
If you need to know it, you can find it in Access Money. If you have enough time to look for it, you get lucky, or you have enough money to pay somebody.
Exactly. It's also a great place that when you find ancient texts and so forth, you can sell them somewhere.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
You could trade them for favors and so on. Because one of the cool things to find is, like, if you end up in Thorbrandor or some old book is uncovered in some ancient blah, blah, blah. And there's that classic fantasy trope, or I shouldn't say trope, treasure hoard trope per se, is like, hey, there's scrolls, there's this, and there's books of lore, there's books of this and so forth. And in classic D&D, a lot of times, at least my experiences with it, those get glossed out. Like, how much are those worth to a collector? How much are those worth? I will go cash that in and, you know, change your gold. Well, now we have a thing like, hey, I have this book. It's written language I don't understand. It's really old. It seems to be in fairly good shape. Who could I sell it to? Or how could I get it appraised? I can go to Access Mundi. The librarians can inform me what it's worth, or, you know, who would best be fit to have it.
Sounds like a good downtime activity.
Yeah. And she Antiques Roadshow for books, right? Downtime yeah. activity, 100%.
I love that. I do have a question though. Who runs Access Mundi? Like, who's in charge of it? Like, who takes care of it? Who funds it?
So that question has never been asked until now. No one's ever asked me. Like, all the librarians have it. There's a master librarian, sub librarians, arc librarians, blah, blah, blah. And so at this, no one's figured it out. So at this point, they were built. The Access Mundi itself was created by the last emperor of Avalon. He had this thing built saying, okay, this is where we're going to put all this stuff. It's great. We're going to put all this gear in this box. This will be a perfect spot to put our stuff, right? And it's funded. It's, you know, within the city's funding, they constantly get their cash. They have to have it. And one of the reasons that they have to have it is that in order to be a magistrate, a noble, anyone of any standing, it must be recorded in an official Access Mundi records.
Oh.
So if you are the head of a guild, your name, your family, your lineage, and all that stuff is documented there. If that is not done, legally speaking, your rights don't exist.
So wait a minute, hold on. This opens up all kinds of, like, thoughts about this building. That means, like, if I'm a 13 magistrate house or 13 magistrate family, mm-hmm. I'm making sure that those parts of that building are guarded.
Absolutely. So the guards, the protections, is what the magistrates make sure happen. Every house of the magistrate families provides bodyguards. Security. They provide that stuff.
Man, I'd have the white griffins all over that, man.
Yep. If it's not here, this is where all the legal documents get stored, right? Anything that's legal. Do we own this? Do we have that? Where's this? Who bought? Who sold? Whatever. It all gets recorded here at one time or another.
So this is City Hall, essentially, with all of the documentation that is required. Since this is basically the hard drive.
Yes. A lot of times... excuse me, because adventure-wise, many of the players I've been with is like, it's been a thing to go and get information from or to provide something back. Hey, a book was stolen. We got to get back to librarians. They paid us a bunch. That was good. They've had hints that, wow, there's so-and-so with the Grimhagen crest and the Potters are here, and that's weird. Wow, a lot of nobles running around. Okay, there must be stuff here that they're interested in. But the characters to this point have yet to really dig into it. But the point, as I say, this is where all the legal documents are written, kept, and maintained.
Dude, if you want to run your Ocean's 11 styled game, the heist of the century to throw the whole city into chaos, it's go and steal those documents from Access Mundi.
Yes.
It feels like that. That's the feel that I get from this place now.
Hey folks, Chris here. I just wanted to jump in and say we are part of the Polygamerist Podcast Network. And with that, there's some great shows on the Polygamerist Podcast Network that you might want to listen to, like Pandas Talking Games. These are queer gamers talking about tabletop role-playing games and making outtakes. Join Pandas, Phil and Senda every other Wednesday answering listener questions about playing, running, and designing TTRPGs. It's like car talk, but for your games. Now let's get back to the show.
So from a magical protection perspective, right? So we live in a world with magic and so forth. Mm-hmm. So obviously the Order of the Eye and other wizard groups and the different groups within there, the schools of and so on, they're part of protection, right? They need to be here. They need to take care of stuff. They need to make sure certain things are kept and organized appropriately. The other thing that I have, when I hint, I didn't hint at, I said directly, the Miskatonic library yes. session. Yeah, this is a thing that the Order of the Eye and others are like, this is not allowed in our school.
Uh-huh.
Or it was ordered by magistrates or previous emperor that it will be kept under lock and key somewhere else, so none of you weird ass wizard folks can get your hands on it. This is too dangerous. It's kept here now.
So we've
is that magic got, or is it just knowledge or is it both? Right,
probably so, both.
Yeah.
So now we've got three things. We have, this is the place where like any kind of knowledge that you could potentially find is here. We mm-hmm. have all the legal documents for the city, the things that make the magistrate families are here, and all the forbidden knowledge that could potentially cause another soul war is here.
Uh huh. Oh yeah, and if you go down to the map areas, most of the blueprints, whatever was drawn, the drawings of the original sections of the city where the sewers were originally, perhaps how your house was built. Oh, that temple of Hermes, that church of Hermes there where the bank is. Yeah, here's yep. a drawing of that.
Here's the blueprints. Yeah.
Yes.
Man, so this is a hugely important building, which means it's probably very well protected mm-hmm. in many ways that I didn't understand before, which means I have to reimagine the way that I treat Axis Mundi.
The fun part about it for me has been that so your average person, do they know all this? There's stuff there. There's books and whatnot. I'm busy trying to run my blacksmith shop, Bob. I don't care about this thing. Jesus, Terry, don't bother me. Those are in the know. And when your characters, because those are most important people in the game, they get drawn into this stuff. They start to learn and crack into this thing. Do all the nobles even fully understand what this is? You get some weird noble kid slumming. She's down there having a good time. Doesn't realize that book that she took from home to give to this person to get some Grey Lotus is actually her dad took it from the library. Oh my God, what a mess this is. Got to go find the thing. Now we're being blackmailed. Jesus, it can expand and explode on you. So it's one of those pieces where not everybody knows about it. And it's partly because not everybody goes to the library
anymore. Not only that, but it's probably smarter for them to keep things protected by just like obscuring that information out in the world.
Yep.
Don't let the Thieves Guild know that these things exist.
Yeah, I mean, if you walk in there and say, hey, I want to see the plans for the forbidden section of the city. Like, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm sorry, don't have that buy.
Mm-hmm.
Right. There's ways, means. So how do you get access? Access comes a number of different ways. You've got to find a librarian. You have to convince. You have to cajole. You need signatures, perhaps.
You need to know where to look.
Yes. Did the magistrates allow you to, because the number two family happens to be the one that guards this section this week. Therefore, you have to get signed by them. No, you had it signed by the number three family. Well, they had it last week. Sorry, that doesn't work this week. Well, which one's on next week? We're not telling you that. That's in the ours to know, yours to find out.
Yeah, it's a really wild, like Cold War situation, because if any of those families, like if they're taking turns, like guarding it every week, right? If one of those families decided to, they could just like turn on what's ever going on, but all the rest of those families would just gang up and destroy that family.
Yeah, if real world similar example in a way, not similar, a thing I can think of is like the Vatican Library, right? Supposedly has your conspiracy theory the hell out of that thing.
Sure.
If somebody were to come and say, I'm just gonna go take that. I'm gonna go take that from the Pope. It doesn't matter what other countries will be pissed at you. You can't just do that. Right?
Yes. That's what I was getting at.
Yeah, you can't just do that. You want to go in there and you start muscling around and pushing too hard, there will be repercussions.
Yeah, there are 11 other families. They'll just be like, hey, we should just get rid of these people because they're not playing by the rules.
At its core, it is run by dwarves.
Really?
Dwarves are immortal. So and dwarves live by their work. The immortality and their work are combined. There are dwarven scholars here whose job, their work, is documentation and so forth. This is their thing at its core. Those are the masters of this entire thing.
So the hidden secret of Axis Mundi is that there's a cabal of dwarven scholars probably yes. at the deepest levels that run the whole show.
Correct.
And they have like just librarian minions that have been like dying and like giving their replacements these secrets over the course of a millennia.
Yes. Other things that you could potentially find there,
Are there any elves left? If there are, they might be here looking for something.
Sure.
They might be in need of information, or they may live here because it's a safe place.
Yeah, yeah.
An elven scholar or something. The, as we talked about way early on, is that Avalon's all that's left. The greatest scholars from a multitude of other worlds, if they are librarians at heart, could potentially find their way here.
Interesting. So just like things from other places that live forever are just here.
Yep.
Those are kind of the things that, that required for that to be a thing, is like you have to live pretty much forever because otherwise you'd be dead. Because
yes,
it's been thousands of years before anything new showed up, as far as I know.
Yeah. One of my favorite things to put in, I've done this with liches. I think we may have talked about this in the past, is that liches are, they're not always evil. They're just like, they're just a thing. They're just like, hey, I'm immortal and I got to do this thing. I got a job. I'm busy. Right. Some don't even realize that they become liches. Some do it so they can maintain their research.
That's my favorite lichdom, by the way, that I didn't realize I became a lich.
Yeah.
I think I'm still alive.
Well, shit. Look at that.
I mean, the delusional ones that think they're still alive. That's even funnier, right? It's like,
So I've pulled a couple of those out when people have gone in and talked to someone who is like a head librarian. They go far enough in, like, oh my God, the liches run the place. No, the dwarves run the place. No one ever got past the lich.
That lich is just a dwarf, a friend of the dwarves.
Yeah. And the dwarves are like, yeah, he's good. He sticks around a long time. He doesn't keel over like all the other poor mortals.
Pretty smart too. Knows some stuff.
Yeah, he's not bad. It's not too bad.
Decent researcher.
Exactly.
Are there any other secrets? I mean, those are enough, man. That's a lot of stuff. And we've already talked about a ton of hooks for your game.
That's the main piece of Access Mundi, is that from a legal perspective, it's the required documenting station, right? You've got to have all your stuff there. So magistrates, when you want to research families, who's where, who's what, all that good stuff is there. Deep, deep within, it's like as much of anything and everything. Knowledge from other worlds that may or may not have been brought here as everything else around you collapsed. Oh,
that's a thing.
The dwarves are still there, what's left of them, doing their scholarly work at his heart. Like I said, it's one of those things that to me is very cool, but it's also, I like having it, and I know it's there. It's this great piece. You can, if you want to really dig into it and you think it's really cool, it's one of those things, all those hook ideas we talked about, mm-hmm. you start getting in there and people will, next thing you know, librarians are pretty badass.
Librarians
like, wow.
are pretty badass.
Like, yeah, damn, those are cool people.
I love a good library.
Absolutely.
I think that's pretty good on Access Mundi. Thanks, Brett.
No problem, man.
Thank you for listening to Under the Lamplight, the Streets of Avalon RPG podcast. If you enjoyed the show, please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts or watch on YouTube. To download the playtest book and keep up with the ongoing development of the game, visit thestreetsofavalon.com, your home for all things Streets of Avalon. We'll see you under the lamplight next time.